Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, proudly brought to you by Mizuno Golf.
Well, I started golf when I was 5 years old. Just kind of fooled around with it with my parents until I was probably 12 or 13. Started playing some tournaments locally and then provincially and then nationally. And then I took my game to the United States probably when I was 16, I guess. Played some international tournaments over there and got recruited to go to college. Played golf at the University of Georgia for 4 years. And then I coached there for 4.5 years as an assistant. And now I'm the head women's coach at Oklahoma State University.
Representing Canada in this huge event that's coming up at Beacon Hall. Obviously, you are very excited about that. What will it take to continue winning and for you guys to actually gain the victory?
I think if we just do what we did the last two times, we should be all set. I think our team's just as strong this year as it has been in the past. Looking forward to playing with Stephanie and the two boys that were chosen also. So it should be a great week for us.
Now, will you guys, as the four of you, as the guys and the girls, will you guys spend a lot of time together as a team? Or?
Yeah, I think that's the fun part of this format. You know, the World Amateur is the women 1 week, the men 1 week, and all the other international tournaments we play are usually just women. The Copas is such a unique format because we play our practice rounds with the boys, and then we have dinner at night with them, and it's really nice to see, you know, their games, and I think it helps us. You know, I grew up playing golf with the guys, and I think that was what made me a better player, so I enjoy that.
Now, you must be the youngest coach in the Big 12 Conference.
Yeah.
Do you ever get an opportunity to coach with this group? And or do you ever have issues with what you're being taught by your coach?
No, actually, Dean and I have worked together for almost over 9 years now. So we've worked together well before the national amateur team was even in existence. And so I never have any issues with him. I think I trust him pretty much with my game, everything with my game. So, but no, this group's great. I think, the youngest coach in the Big 12, as you said, but no, I don't have any issues with our national team. I think it's wonderful.
And I suppose the other thing that comes to my mind is you played at Georgia. In terms of recruiting, does this give you an opportunity as you go around the country to see other young players? And what is it that you look for in potential recruits to Oklahoma State?
Definitely. That's half the reason why I still play competitively. I love it, for one, and I obviously want to play for my country. But two, it's just such a great environment to recruit in. You know, we have the junior team that we're with all the time, and it's really great to see them and see the up-and-coming stars from Canada, and it gives me a chance to get to know them and maybe get an edge on the competition and recruiting.
Now, how many Canadians do you have on your team right now?
I have none right now, but I've only been at Oklahoma State for 2 years, so give me some time.
Okay.
And Laura, quickly, what's your take on the Michelle Wee situation? I know you've probably been asked this several times, but how do you view what she's done, what she's going to do?
I probably don't have any comment on that. I mean, she's a great player, and you know, I don't know. She's a good golfer, and that's about all I can really say.
And finally, will you add most of our listeners to your Facebook? Is that a possibility?
Sure, why not? This is Laura Matthews, and you're listening to Jody Jenkins, the golf guy.
Golf season is back, and Poplars is gearing up
for
another great year. It's
2-4-1
golf Fridays at Poplars Golf Club. Every Friday, play two games
for
the price of one. Poplars Golf Club in Tweed. Full details, click on poplarsgolfclub.com.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell who's winning.
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on. Unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work. but not when you put it in the hands at MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.